You are listening to Fusik, and I mean literally, you are listening to us right now. My name is Adam Ritz. I'm the creative director and program director for Fusik. Joining me, as always, is Brent Oakley, CEO of Fusik. Hey, Brent, how are you?
Good, Adam. Glad to be back again.
I'm pretty excited. We have a guest on the show today. Her name is Stephanie Griffin. She's with a company called Thanks, which is a name I love. It's spelled with an X, T-H-A-N-X, Thanks. And I love having guests on the show to talk about what they do in the world where we talk about what our customers do. So when we have a Fusik customer that wants to tell their customer about their loyalty program, you know, we'll voice that. It'll air on their speakers. Hey, join our loyalty program and you'll earn points and get some free stuff from us. Well, Stephanie is with Thanks. You do loyalty programs, and we just want to get your take on that industry and how it really works. It would help us maybe do a voiceover in the future.
Thanks, Adam. With an X, that is.
Yes, thanks, Adam.
the biggest problem today in loyalty is that after 6 months, only 40% of loyalty memberships remain active. And the main reason for that is the barriers to entry. Carry around a plastic card, enter your phone number in on every visit, show us this coupon to prove that you're a loyal customer. When you put steps in front of your consumer and in front of your staff, it causes problems, and over time you lose out on the engagement and you lose out on the data.
I couldn't agree more. I will not join a loyalty program if I have to carry a card and put it in my wallet. I have to buy 12 things and I get the 13th one free. I'd rather just buy the 13th one with money and not carry the card in my wallet.
Absolutely. Or when you have to type your email in and then you get the email wrong and then you're there at the point of sale for 3, 4, 5 minutes, the experience can get diluted at that point, and that doesn't make anyone happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where are you guys most successful right now?
We're really working across any industry. The biggest problem we see is that offline retailers have had struggles in the past getting data and knowing who their customers are.
So explain what offline retailers means.
Any brick and mortar business that is really across any vertical. So we're working really well in the car wash space with malls, restaurants, retailers. Integrations have been challenging, but really any business that has customers coming in on a day-to-day basis and are trying to stay competitive in the world of e-commerce, Amazon, and a lot of those kind of enterprise retailers online who are slowly eroding at their customer base.
So what do you need the customer to do? Say they go into a car wash, full service car wash. What do you need them to do for Thanks to be successful?
All that the customer needs to do is come in, sign up for the program. We'll give them something nice and exciting to get them enrolled. They'll simply sign up with their credit or debit card. And then from there on out, all they do is pay as usual. And over time, they start earning rewards.
Love it. So we're in the same boat. We're always trying to, we're working to try to gain those customers for you. So our job, obviously, if the brick and mortar business is going to invest in something like Thanks, the only way that that's successful is if we can get their customers also engaged in what they're trying to do. So what Fusik's going to try to do is partnering with people like Thanks is while the customer's sitting in the chair waiting for their car to be washed, we're there reminding them to join that customer loyalty program. Once they do, Thanks takes it from there, which is awesome. And the business is going to thrive by having that happen. That's how I see it. Is that correct?
Yep, absolutely. The most important thing with the loyalty program is getting those members. If you put a lot of hurdles to entry to get those members signed up, it's going to result in an unsuccessful program. But beyond that initial sign-up phase, that's where you have to engage those customers. And then what most marketing channels do is they say, okay, here's all the people we signed up, here's what we've done, but how do you tie that to transactions and how much of an impact it's made on the business? So what we're doing is tying that transactional piece together so that you can measure, okay, we signed customers up successfully together, but now did we drive them back into the store and were we able to upsell them when they were there and start generating more from our top customers?
Awesome. Where are you guys located?
San Francisco.
San Francisco, fun.
Stephanie Griffin from Thanks is our guest. I have a marketing question for you. For your clients, you know, you provide the software for them to have a loyalty program. I guess you call it an online loyalty program, so you don't have to have any cards or punch cards or anything. You sign up with your debit card, then every time you use that debit card, you earn points. Do you suggest to your clients what kind of programs to do? What works, like is it a 20% off thing, 5% off on Fridays only? Are there programs and actual marketing campaigns that you provide?
Yes, absolutely. You can sign up with as many credit or debit cards as you have. So that's something important to note. Most people usually use 2 or 3 to make purchases at any business. But really what we do is we automate that marketing piece. We know who your top customers are. Let's create a VIP program that makes them feel special. Or your customers who might not have been back, let's send them a targeted offer to get them back into the store. All of that is automated and it's in real time based off how much money they spend, when was the last time they came in, and the most important, which is overall lifetime value, how much revenue have they contributed to your business.
Is there, you live in San Francisco.
Yes.
Is there a restaurant or a retail joint that you go to, that you're a customer of, that you have a loyalty program with through the company you work for? Thanks.
Absolutely. We've actually, our entire block around our office is now using Thanks. So we have a lot of fun there getting all the different offers. And
we know how that feels, right?
That's right. All right. Well, Stephanie Griffin, we can't thank you enough for coming over to speak with us. Thanks.com. It's Thanks with an X. And I'm sure you've got a great Facebook and Twitter account as well. And that's all through the Thanks.com website.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Fusik, fusing message and music.
Book a demo today at fusikmedia.com.